method of business would persist until the formation of the National Wrestling Alliance in 1948. The NWA as a central governing body, with its singular, undisputed world champion, would be absolute and undeniable. This control, combined with the expansion of the interstate highway system, and the inevitable popularity and availability of regional television, would usher in an era of wrestling that was defined by what would come to be known as the territory system. The territory system would dominate wrestling for nearly four decades. While the borders, authority, popularity, and obedience of individual NWA territories was in a near constant state of flux, to this day the impact and influence of these territories is still felt. Each territory had its own signature promoter and star. While it is impossible to cram these characteristics into a static, concrete map, we are damn sure going to try anyway.
So open up your eyes. Too late. Now one man, there's no way you can hit the streetlights running. Don't give a damn. A simple explanation that you'll never find. Sinners never sacrifice. We never leave them alone. Is hate really worth the price? Care for compromise, always threaten when someone's life, and it feels like the end of the world.
All right, welcome to another episode of This Week in Pro Wrestling with your host, Mike Monty. And Jimmy Farrow. Jimmy, Crown Jewel last week. How did we do? Did you keep a count on our predictions? What did we look
those
like?
Those weren't predictions. Those were thoughts.
Okay.
We got everyone except for, which I kind of felt would probably happen anyway, McIntyre got his win back.
I got to tell you, I was a little shocked with that whole thing.
That Drew McIntyre got his win back for his Karrion Kross?
I thought it was too early. Why couldn't they could extend this feud a long way.
Right.
And
do
it's
you
like,
do it with two consecutive wins, though, by one dude?
Yeah. You do, because...
It'd be nice if they tried it for a change, because usually it's back and forth, and then there's a rubber match, right?
Right.
Is there going to be a rubber match here? Does it feel like it?
It does. A few things. I guess maybe not. You might be right. Maybe they move on.
So where does this bring Karrion Kross, who we dig? Where does this take
I don't
him?
Know. Karrion Kross...
Oh, wait a minute. You don't dig him anymore.
No.
You hate him now.
Now I'm an anti-Karrion
Kross
guy.
You've become a babyface lover.
Yeah.
What happened?
Just WWE's doing its job. Let me ask you this. Think Karrion Kross is getting a little plump? He looks a little plump.
You know, I can't get used to, you might have a point, but I'm wondering if it's because of that hair.
Yeah, you might be right.
You know, that visual vibe you get when you look at somebody.
Absolutely.
That hair is still not, doesn't feel right to me. Shave it. Go back to the
you like the bald look.
Don't you think that was much more evil and sinister, that look?
Mm.
Isn't that the whole thing with Karrion Kross? Fall and pray, the dark beginning.
Yeah.
The chick comes out. She's clearly a Medusa of some sort.
I actually think she's losing her mojo a little bit too, right?
Because Karrion himself isn't carrying it enough.
Very good.
That's how it feels to me. Shave that head. Go back to that completely psychotic look. Look, sometimes, you think Stone Cold would have gotten over with the long blonde hair?
No way.
Understand what I'm getting at? Sometimes it's that little tweak. So I'm surprised. I was shocked that they brought him back, and we were both happy.
Right.
But I'm surprised they didn't say, come back the way you looked, at least.
And let's give McIntyre
like a psycho.
Some credit. That guy is built
McIntyre.
Like a beast. A beast.
Can you really believe that this is the guy we saw at the fire department in Ronkonkoma just a few years ago?
But kudos.
Unwanted, unloved, and I'm still
looking at
him. Kudos
to you.
Like,
you were going crazy, and I was like, it's fucking Drew McIntyre.
No, I was like, you know what it was? Is maybe because...
He didn't have the beard.
Maybe it's because we went to an independent card and we saw every wannabe from, I don't know, Queens!
Yeah.
But you know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
So it was just like all of a sudden, here comes a real specimen. I lost my mind. I'm like, oh my God, he's standing right in front of us. Drunk as a skunk, by the way.
Oh, absolutely.
Dropping F-bombs during his promo left and right, but totally pumping everybody up.
Yeah.
I think you saw that, right?
I wasn't a big Drew guy back then. Now I'm a big Drew guy.
Drew's fantastic.
Match of the day.
Match of the day?
What was the match of the night for you?
Well, wow.
It was day, actually.
That's yeah.
Which one turned the Pharaohs fancy?
You're probably gonna laugh at me. You might even be shocked. Why did I enjoy Bianca and Bayley so much?
Very good match.
What's wrong with
me? It was a very good
match. I usually don't gravitate towards the ladies, but I did in this case.
It was a very good match.
Is it because I really like Bayley now?
Is it Bayley or what Bianca?
Bianca, I've learned to respect.
Yeah.
At first, with the crying and the crappy promos early on, I should have been fair, let her grow. You know what I mean? But I was kind of rough on her.
Talk about built like a brick shithouse.
Boy,
too.
Has she turned into the service. You know, when I use the word serviceable, I am tipping my cap.
Gotcha.
Because that's what I use for Cena.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
She's become, and she's way better in the ring than Cena. No knock on John. But I mean, Bianca's fantastic in the ring. So she is coming across as a total badass. I just love Bayley as a bad guy. What a whiny, perfect bad guy
not
she is.
Not a lot of fans are not.
Bad gal.
They're not digging the return of Bayley. They're saying she's not doesn't have that same oomph.
You mean because she doesn't have a title around her waist? I do. You know what? The same booking decision with Karrion Kross. I do worry about Bayley for the same thing. What now? Bayley was a world champ.
Mm.
Okay, multiple times. Bayley is one of the isn't she one of the original four horsewomen
yes,
or whatever?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, especially with the match with Sasha and Brooklyn NXT all those years ago. She's lost a little luster to me because she's not being. It does matter your back of your baseball card. And if you're not being. Like, let's say Aaron Judge next year hits 27 home runs instead of 60. You think he's being looked at the same way?
No way.
He's not being looked at as, you know.
Good point.
So it's rough. It's rough for me. I'm not sure where they're going to go with her. I liked how they ended it, though. You can't stand up if you're pinned in the ladder. That was cool.
Thoughts on the Logan Paul Roman Reigns match?
I fucking loved it. Anybody want to give it? Does anybody dare to give Logan Paul his props? Because I will right away. I will not hesitate. Logan Paul is freaking awesome.
He is.
Also, is it true about the injuries that he suffered when he splashed? Because if he tore his ACL, I watched Vinny Testaverde in person take the wrong step and not be able to walk after that. How did this guy finish the match?
Suspect.
I don't believe it.
I think it's like.
It can't be.
You got nothing to put him in right now, so give him the fake injury.
MCL, I can believe. MCL, I can believe.
I don't see any of it.
Really?
Dude.
You think they're just swerving us on the injuries?
Because
wow.
Listen,
you guys
if he's really injured, they just lost a WrestleMania match.
Right.
And
that's true.
And I'm not reading anything on the news like he's going for surgery. I'm not reading any of that.
Right. And then they'll come back with the wow, he came back in 3 months. Like Cena came back.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
I told my ace, you're back.
That was real, dude.
I know, isn't that amazing?
That was real.
I believe it. John
nothing
Cena's
like,
insane.
Nothing like the world of steroids.
Is that what got him?
Where does your man Roman Reigns go from here? Our man.
Does it really? Just line them up. I'm loving every second. They can line them up for me for the next 6 years. I am so not sick of this. I so love this.
Now, you know,
by the way, let me get this out. Anybody, and I've seen it by guys I actually really enjoy out there on YouTube land. Anyone who really seriously thinks that the guy who should take the title from Roman Reigns, and if you guys do this in WWE, okay, fine, but what on Sami Zayn?
No,
should take the belt.
No,
I'm seeing
that.
This from, you know, and I just wanted to get it out there. What are you talking about? All this work through this dominance.
No.
Longest reign since Hogan. And we're going to have Sami Zayn.
Don't give it any play. That's stupid.
But I had to make fun of it at least.
But let me ask you this. What are you thinking?
Hold me to
task on this.
Okay.
Doesn't it seem like all these Roman Reigns matches are one and done except for your man Seth Rollins?
Right.
One and done, right? He hasn't gone into a second match with anybody. Lesnar, obviously.
Of course. I'll tell you what I love about his championship reign. If you are truly worthy, you get a couple matches. If, and this is going to sound so mean, if you're Killer Khan, you're one and done.
Yeah.
If you're Pat Patterson, you may get 3 or 4 with Bob Backlund.
Yeah, but who...
There hasn't been anybody.
Daniel Bryan, a whole list of them. They did one and done.
Let me ask you a question. Daniel Bryan, at that point in his career, does he deserve multiple matches with Roman Reigns?
So there it is.
Who do you think is coming down the pike that deserves multiple matches? I got one name.
Go ahead.
And he's the one that I actually worry probably more than anyone else who will put an end to this reign. Bray Wyatt.
No way. I understand why you think
it. You don't think that Bray Wyatt is going to hold a world championship before his time is done here?
Not really.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Oh, he will.
But all of a sudden, what happened to Cody? Is Cody off the list now?
Cody's not in my mind because Cody's not here.
Yes. You think Triple H will continue on with that plan to make Cody Rhodes?
I would like to think so.
I think you have to go to The Rock in California, man.
But The Rock can't take the belt from him.
Why not?
So what happens then? The Rock's going to defend the title or give it up?
That goes on SmackDown, loses it. Who knows?
You really think that the Roman Reigns reign should end?
Absolutely.
With a loss to a part-time Hollywood star?
Absolutely. Is The Rock in the top five greatest wrestlers in your list?
Sure. If you're being responsible, he's one of the five most important, biggest shining stars in the history of this business.
My point to you is this. What is so bad if he wins the belt?
It's not that it's so bad. It's just that I don't think that that's the proper call for Roman Reigns' legacy. I just don't.
How about this? Wins the belt, comes on SmackDown, says, look, I'm not ahead of the table. I'm relinquishing the title. There'll be a tournament. We haven't had a good tournament in a long time, right?
I could see it happening. Listen, it'll always be. It doesn't mean that if they do it, the company won't continue to succeed. Right. Roman Reigns will be fine. But between you and me, I was never comfortable with the great Bob Backlund as much as we hated him. You lost to the Iron Sheik.
In the end, though, it was the right move.
That's my point. I said that before I made the point.
Right.
It doesn't mean that I'll always agree with a booking decision. It also doesn't mean that it's going to hurt the company.
Think about it this way. We've had many people on the couch. Mass Superstar was going to get called for it.
Right.
Right? Who else was on the list?
He should have over Iron Sheik.
Who else was on the list? It was Mass Superstar. Morocco was on the list.
Wasn't even Tony almost in line for something?
Well, that was before, right?
Right.
But Morocco... Mass Superstar. Now, would this have felt as good, Hulk Hogan pinning the Mass Superstar to win his first title? It just doesn't have that same flavor.
It turned out to be perfect because Sheik was the perfect opponent for the American.
Exactly,
so,
yes.
So, yeah, it turned out to be that, but I still remember thinking to myself when Scullin threw the towel in, really? Bob Backlund's after all the Morocco.
Same thing. Yeah,
I was like, are you serious?
This is the guy. This is the match we were like. Right. Well, this is a wasted main event at Madison Square Garden.
Right. What on earth? You know. I just don't know if that's the greatest way to end Roman Reigns' legendary reign. I would prefer.
I think him losing to anybody.
The next great guy who succeeds him, I would prefer it to be that person.
Well, you know, you're a big Seth guy.
Yes, it should be Seth.
Remember Seth?
It really should be.
Seth was a Monday Night Raw champion for a really bad ratings time. Remember that, right?
Yeah, okay.
You know, Cody Rhodes. Look, AEW hasn't really suffered with Cody Rhodes being gone. They're the same that they've always been.
Their whole ship has gone out of control since Cody Rhodes gone.
Well, on a control level,
and he knew it was coming and got the fuck out of there.
Well, speaking of AEW.
Right?
So he did. Last night,
Old
school. And I always talk about how the wrestlers' interviews would drag me to the arena.
Okay.
Right?
Well, that's what used to work.
Yeah. Well, last night, I got to tell you, what is Soraya? What do they say, Soraya?
Is it Soraya or Soraya?
Soraya, baby.
Maybe it's Soraya.
Soraya.
I don't know.
Britt Baker promo.
Yeah.
Again, to me, I thought to myself, wow. Maybe if the WWE kept her, because I thought...
But Britt's not there, so it wouldn't have mattered.
That's true.
Britt Baker's great. We both know it. We both wish Britt Baker was in WWE, correct?
Absolutely.
You know? This whole thing is fine, but I got to ask you, does that mean that... Did this make you want to go to see an AEW event?
This made me think I want to go to the next New York event.
Wow. If they're fighting each other.
I might actually get the pay-per-view just to see this match.
Very interesting. You know, not to make it out like I sat there and watched it, you know, intently, but you did run it by me before the show, and I did check it out, obviously. Some serious bombs thrown. I love the walk-in comment, basically. Like, you know, we don't take walk-ins from Britt Baker, but then, you know, Paige destroyed her. pretty much destroyed. Paige got the better of a promo with
Britt
Baker?
I don't think she got the better of her. I thought she was one of the best talkers. I thought she was raw. Like she held these bullets about you know, the sex tape.
Right.
The drug issues.
Right.
The broken neck.
Right.
But the one thing, a few things.
Right.
Number one.
Are you getting any little kids as fans that way?
No. You're not.
Just wanted to point that out because I know.
Very good point.
I just wanted to point it out.
That's a great point. You're not getting kids this way.
No, what's going on here? Okay.
But I will tell you, I'm looking at both women. Mm-hmm. Now, Britt Baker's a beautiful woman.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm looking at Soraya.
No, she's just.
And I'm like,
that's rare.
This is like.
She's just.
This is like prime rib against porterhouse. You know what I mean? Prime rib's probably the wrong thing to say, right?
Baker became a porterhouse.
Wow. And I thought to myself, too, is.
Man. That's right.
How is Soraya going to catch? Listen, Britt Baker's a good, okay wrestler. She's not great.
Serviceable.
Okay.
There's that word.
Paige, Soraya.
Right.
On the other hand, is a very, very good wrestler.
She can go, man.
And I couldn't help looking at both of them and saying the WWE and AEW.
How different do they produce their product and their wrestlers, their end product? That's what you're saying.
Right.
As you look at one, you go, wow, there's the major leagues.
So I need your thoughts on this because this is all right. So we've mentioned this before, but early on in our thing here.
A little shindig.
We had Metal Maniac, which you're not a fan of.
What about?
And we used to have the show with this guy named John Sawyer. So John Sawyer fancied himself a wrestler, and we've seen him wrestle. And he, you know, again, anybody could be a wrestler. And I'm not knocking John Sawyer, but he wasn't a wrestler. But he was a wrestler, right? Just like anybody else could be a wrestler or whatever else.
So they wanted
to do this little promo with each other. And John Sawyer started like putting down Metal Maniac. And Metal Maniac stops the promo. And he goes, the first thing, if you want to be a wrestler, you don't put your opponent down because you want people to believe in the opponent. Without an opponent, you can't win. So I'm listening to Busted Open today, and Bully Ray starts complaining about the same thing. Soraya putting herself over, saying she wrestled in Madison Square Garden, she wrestled in Tokyo, you know, and basically saying, I'm better than you, you don't even know, and you heard the promo. And I thought to myself, like, there comes a point where that old school mentality doesn't wash. Now, I've heard fans call up and say, Soraya didn't do a good job with this or whatever. She's not putting herself over right. I disagree. And I need you to weigh in. I'm like, at some point, you can put down your opponent, right? You don't put them down to say they suck. And that's not what she was saying. But she was basically saying is, I've traveled these roads. I'm a superstar. You are nobody. And Bully Ray's other point was, she's basically putting over the WWE and putting down the organization she's wrestling for. I could not have disagreed more. Farrah.
So what, Bubba Ray's never gone out there with a younger opponent and reminded them of who he is? Is he full of shit?
Right.
Hasn't he done that with a million opponents younger than him? He's never done that before? Thrown his veteran weight around on a microphone? What, are you kidding me?
Right.
That's ridiculous. Cut the shit. That almost doesn't even deserve a fucking response. I mean, hey, you want to put yourself over as a babyface? You know what I think putting yourself over as a fucking babyface is? When you turn to the crowd after you push your partner and go, hey, Devon! And you want the crowd, because you're good guys at this point, to go, yeah, get the tables! Right. Oh, you're not playing babyface? You're not placating to the crowd?
Well, his point was
thought
Britt Baker...
What's the point?
Britt Baker should have been the one who said, I know you wrestled in Madison Square Garden. I know. And I felt like...
Why?
You know what?
Why?
Soraya gave us one of the worst promos when she first entered AEW. Probably the worst.
So this one that was real.
This was incredible.
And felt organic.
Yes,
and felt... And by the way, Britt Baker didn't lose anything in this.
No.
What are you talking about?
No.
I thought that it was fantastic. That's overthinking, man. And you know, why is he bitching about that?
Because...
I'm not understanding
this. It's that old school mentality. And it's like, things change. The more important thing, though, Farrah, that I didn't think about that you brought up was... Is this attracting any kids? Because guess what? Sooner or later, the 30-year-old unemployed guys going to these AEW cards eventually become 40, and then eventually they got to feed themselves and figure out something else.
Yeah, they won't be interested. They'll be watching Trek reruns. They'll find something else to love less expensive.
Thank you. Yeah. Very good.
No, it's true, though. I mean, they don't seem to care too much about younger people. Listen, while we were loving Hulk Hogan, this is the magic of the company that everybody loves to throw bullets at.
Hit it.
While we were loving Hulk Hogan as young men, we weren't kids. Mm-hmm. We were young men at this point, okay? Yep. You know, there were kids who were loving Hulk Hogan just as much as you and me that were 10 to 15 years younger than us. And then after we grew up, and even they grew up, there was another set of like 10-year-olds in 96 watching this cool NWO bad guy.
Well,
you got to give a...
We're backing out on this. Well, we're loving Hulk Hogan, and we're the ones spending money, and they're playing to us. Vince McMahon is building something called the Ultimate Warrior.
Right.
Where kids...
We're going nuts.
5-year-olds
kids
now are going...
Kids loving Hogan.
Yeah.
But more kids jumped onto Warrior.
Exactly. You've got to keep building, and you're not building here at all.
Not to put him over, because usually we find him to be a little bit of a pain in the neck, but wasn't Mankind lovable? Wrote children's books?
Yeah, sure.
Kids got into Mankind.
Absolutely.
You got to have that.
Again,
you got to have
you it. Might get this 55-year-old's pay-per-view money for Saraya against Britt Baker.
Right.
Keyword, might.
Right.
Because I got to be honest with you, there might be something else on TV that night that catches like a Godfather marathon tomorrow.
Oh, forget about it. The third one's underrated.
I'm going to ask you something. You've got a choice.
Yeah, again?
You're watching Crown Jewel is on or The Godfather. Which one are you choosing?
Well, honestly, probably Crown Jewel because I know every word in The Godfather.
I guess that didn't work then.
No, but...
Is there something like
am
something
I watching
you've seen
Crown
a million
Jewel
times?
Fresh, freshly? The card was enough to make me go, I can wait to watch a rerun of a movie.
Well, for $9.99. Not for $50.
Oh, am I paying for this right now?
Yeah.
Like in the old days or something? I'm watching The Godfather.
Thank you.
You know, thank you. That Luca Brasi sleeps with the fishes.
Yeah.
That's what happens.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right, this has been Mike Monty.
This has been The Pharaoh. You've been watching This Week in Pro Wrestling. And until next week in Pro Wrestling, later.